All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look into the absolutely breathtaking world of birds.
Such fascinating creatures.
Right. And it goes way beyond just, you know, their pretty colors or songs. They're these marvels of adaptation, really crucial for ecosystems.
And deeply woven into our cultures, too, but facing real threats.
Exactly. So that's our mission today. So
yeah.
Get into their ancient history, their incredible adaptations, the roles they play.
And yeah, the conservation side of things. The challenges.
So you can really get a handle on these, well, feathered wonders.
It's quite a journey, connecting their dinosaur past to, well, their role in our future. We'll hit the wonder, but also the stark realities.
Okay, so starting way back, this fact always blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Birds aren't just related to dinosaurs.
No, they are dinosaurs, living dinosaurs.
Their lineage goes back, what, 150, maybe 200 million years? Incredible.
And think about the KPG extinction 66 million years ago. Wiped out the big dinosaurs, right?
Right.
But for birds, it actually sparked this huge diversification, an adaptive radiation, we call it.
Ah, so they filled the gaps left behind.
Precisely. Led to most of the bird groups we see today. Shows amazing adaptability.
But that adaptability faces new challenges now.
Yes, that's a key point. Human activity creates new pressures. Things that used to help them survive might now lead them into evolutionary traps. Bad news in a changed world.
Okay, so from survival to superpowers almost. Let's talk flight and migration. The physiology is just extreme.
Oh, absolutely. Think larger hearts, more hemoglobin in their blood.
For carrying oxygen.
Exactly. Especially for high-altitude flyers like the barheaded goose. They fly where oxygen is incredibly scarce, and they fuel differently, too, using fatty acids.
But how do they manage sleep on these long journeys?
That's maybe even more amazing. Unihemispheric sleep, sleeping with half the brain.
So one half stays awake.
Yep. And they take these tiny micro naps, maybe just 12 seconds long.
Wow.
Allows them to keep going, even with maybe 60% less sleep overall. And interestingly, some migration behaviors, the hyperactivity, less sleep, look a bit like mania in humans.
Mm-hmm. Really? So they could be studied for mood disorders.
Potentially, yeah. It's an intriguing parallel.
Okay, so they're individually incredible. But what about their role in the bigger picture? They're like ecosystem architects, aren't they?
Indispensable architects is a good way to put it. Absolutely vital workers.
Like pest control.
Exactly. Think bluebirds, swallows. They eat vast amounts of insects. Mosquitoes, flies, free pest control.
And pollination.
Hummingbirds are key for certain flowers like salvias. And finches spreading seeds. That helps regenerate forests and maintain genetic diversity. Essential stuff.
That's hugely beneficial. But I remember reading, it's not always that simple, right? Sometimes there's conflict.
That's the nuance, yes.
Yeah.
It's not helpful to just say all birds are good. Some species, like scrub jays or crows.
Crows, yeah.
Can cause significant damage, especially in agriculture. Orchards, for example, they might damage a huge percentage of the crop.
So we need careful management based on science, not just sentiment.
Precisely, to find ways to coexist.
Beyond the practical roles, their place in human culture is just immense. Ancient Egypt, Horus is a falcon.
Native American symbolism, eagles for wisdom, hummingbirds for joy.
China, cranes for long life, magpies for good luck. There are these universal themes, freedom, wisdom.
Messengers, often. It reflects this deep connection we feel to them.
But here's the paradox, isn't it? We admire them, paint them, keep them as pets.
And yet we also exploit them terribly. Hunting, yes, but the illegal cage bird trade is devastating.
How bad is it?
In Indonesia, for example, catching birds for pets has pushed at least 13 species towards extinction. It's a huge ethical blind spot.
That leads us to the wings in peril situation. It sounds grim.
It is serious. Globally, 1 in 8 bird species is threatened. Almost half, 49%, have declining populations.
And the main drivers are?
Agriculture is the biggest single threat. Expanding farmland impacts about 73% of threatened species. And then there's logging, invasive species, and climate change looming over everything.
Climate change must be a massive future threat multiplier.
Absolutely. And these threats are usually tangled together. You can't just tackle one.
So it needs a joined-up approach.
Yeah.
Is there hope? Are conservation efforts working?
Yes, definitely. There's hope. Protected areas make a difference. Habitat restoration is crucial. Think big projects like the Trillion Trees Initiative.
And citizen science. I hear about things like eBird.
Hugely powerful. Mm. Millions of observations from regular people help scientists track changes and target efforts. It really empowers conservation.
What a journey we've covered. From actual dinosaurs to these incredible feats of physiology, their ecosystem roles, cultural weight.
It's quite the story. And it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? They adapted through mass extinctions.
Yeah.
So studying their resilience, what can that teach us about adapting to our own rapidly changing world? And how do we square our admiration with while living alongside them sustainably?
That's the core question, really. A lot for all of us to consider how we can help safeguard these vital sentinels.